98.1 KZE, good afternoon and welcome back. This is Will with you here for another installment of the Midweek Meetup, a feature of the Afternoon Drive program where we take a deeper dive into matters facing our KZE community, our United States, and our world. If you would like to get in touch with me regarding the Midweek Meetup, comments, questions, concerns, complaints, or if you'd like to be a guest or recommend a guest, please feel free to reach out directly, wkzemeetup@gmail.com. wkzemeetup@gmail.com. And our guest in the meetup for her first meetup visit, not her first time appearing on the Afternoon Drive, March Gallagher, a candidate for Ulster County Comptroller. You can learn more about March, marchforulster.com. March Gallagher, welcome back.
Thank you, Will. I'm so pleased to be here. I really appreciate the time.
Thank you so much for taking the time to come chat with us here at KZE. There's a lot to unpack because I have a sense of familiarity with you. We've gotten to know each other a little bit over the last few years in your role working for Community Foundations of the Hudson Valley. Did I get that correct?
Correct, yes.
But I don't know that we've really ever, at least on air, gotten to know a little bit of your backstory. You're running for Ulster County Comptroller. You're coming out of this job with Community Foundations of the Hudson Valley. And I'm curious, does a person who wants to be a county comptroller, is this someone who was interested in this kind of work, even like as a child?
So I would say as a young person, definitely. I don't know if as a child counting rocks counts in the woods by your house, but
Say more about that. And I'm actually not entirely kidding.
So I grew up in the Saugerties area and spent a lot of time outside. I kind of had a very idyllic childhood. My parents owned Jarita's Florist in Woodstock. And
I know Jarita's Florist.
Of course.
Advertisers,
yeah,
they, here at KZE. This is full disclosure.
There you go. And I wound up graduating from Onteora High School and going to RPI for undergraduate.
RPI?
Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute in Troy.
Thank you.
And when I came out of RPI, I went to work for the New York State Assembly for then Assemblyman Maurice Hinchey, who later became a congressman. I was really concerned about environmental issues at the time, but I quickly recognized that fiscal and financial issues were what was driving everything, and I wound up moving over to the Ways and Means Committee and becoming a budget analyst there, sort of my second year out of college.
When you started to move away from the environmental work and towards the financial work, did you have people around you who thought you were like a sellout and things like that?
No, I don't think so. I think that the reason for my interest in that is just that money is what drives things. And if you don't have sufficient revenues to even budget environmental protection, that's going to be a problem. So I didn't find there was a resistance there. And I've kind of carried that relationship between sort of doing good in the community and fiscal carefulness throughout my career.
How'd you get into the work with Community Foundations of the Hudson Valley?
I was the chief strategy officer at Hudson Valley Pattern for Progress, where I was researching municipal expenditures on infrastructure throughout the whole Hudson Valley. And one of our board members there was Andrea Reynolds, who was the head of the Community Foundation at the time. And she went on to head the Dyson Foundation. And when she left, it opened that position for president and CEO at the Community Foundations. I already had a fund at the Community Foundations where I was raising money to fix the Rosendale Pool, which is fixed now and open. So I'm really happy about
that. I hope
that.
So. I did one of those runs.
Yeah.
Right? That was a long distance for me to run. So I hope that the pool is there.
The pool is open.
People are enjoying the pool.
Yes. Well, so I had a fund at the Community Foundation to aggregate donations from people in the community who really wanted to see a tax benefit from writing out a larger check. And we were able to turn that money over to the town of Rosendale to help supplement fixing the pool.
Our guest this afternoon, March Gallagher, a candidate for Ulster County Comptroller. You can learn more about March. It's marchforulster.com. Let's just do a little bit of housekeeping and make sure that folks understand that this is a special election. Can you explain a little bit of the background there for us?
Yeah, the previous county comptroller, Elliot Auerbach, was tapped by New York State comptroller Tom DiNapoli to become a deputy comptroller at the state level.
Okay.
So he left his position. And when he left the Ulster County position, he left at a time that it was too late to hold a primary. So there was a convention held that chose the candidates and the candidate on the Democratic side. And then there will be a special election that is timed with the general election. So it will be in November, the same as every other election on the local ballot. But it is actually a special election.
Can you talk to us a little bit about the process of earning the nomination from the Ulster County Democratic Party?
Sure. That was really hard work. I like to joke that that was a tough job interview. It's, you know, the committee itself has 300 people organized in town committees. I mean, this is the way county political committees are organized, right? It's a county committee made up of the towns. So I went town to town, made my pitch, explained what my vision for the office was and why I wanted it.
And when you're making that pitch, you're making that pitch directly to local activists, essentially?
Local Democratic committee members. So these are people who carry petitions for the Democratic nominees or candidates at the local level, going door to door and really making sure that people get the nomination and turn out. These are the people that are going door to door during Get Out the Vote and making sure people turn out to vote.
I think a lot of casual fans of local civic engagement won't even know sometimes that there are conventions even at the county level.
So this convention was held at City Hall. It was like 90 degrees in the room and we had, I don't know, 300 people there. It was well noticed. We had press there with us, and I thought it was a great night, you know, really bring a lot of people out, learn about what this office was about. That was the only topic on the agenda, was selecting a candidate for comptroller.
Now, you will be on the ballot representing the Democratic Party in November for the election, and this will be an election to fill out the term or fulfill the term of Elliot Auerbach.
Right. So it's a 2-year term, and then there'll be another 4-year term after that. So
that you may decide to run for County Comptroller once again.
That's right. I'm also carrying the Working Families Party endorsement, so I'll be on that line as well.
Explain to us what the role of a county comptroller is. Robin Lois, Dutchess County Comptroller, has been a guest on several occasions here on the Midweek Meetup. I always enjoy these opportunities to learn more about a job that seems very important to me that I don't really understand.
Right. So the county comptroller is really the fiscal watchdog of the county, and you are evaluating every claim for payment to make sure that that is appropriate and within budget. And in addition to sort of that regular voucher and claim payment schedule, you are also taking a deeper dive into certain areas. And you've seen this with Robin's work. So the county comptroller's office will identify, you know, 5 to 8 areas that they are going to look at very specifically and deeply over each year, aligned with their audit plan, and really evaluate those. And then also in Ulster County, based on the charter requirements for the comptroller's office, the comptroller will be responding to needs of the legislature and executive for financial and fiscal information and reporting to them quarterly on the health of the county as well as the economy of the county.
What can potentially go wrong if you have a county comptroller that is not as engaged?
I mean, I think they just will not do as many audits, which is a lost opportunity to improve what is happening at the county level. I asked Mark Molinaro this, you know, how is it working with Robin Lois? And he said, you know, it's been very helpful. So I think you can have that relationship where the comptroller's office can be providing information that really allows the executive to improve operations and provides the data needed and information needed for the legislature to set policy that the executive will carry out.
Is there someone in county government whose job is to be the watchdog of the comptroller? Because we've established that the comptroller, it's their job in part to be a watchdog of the budget for the county. Is there someone who is doing that job?
I'll be working for the taxpayers of Ulster County.
So the taxpayers.
That's right.
That would be your argument there.
180,000 people will be my watchdog.
Let me just take a moment to reintroduce our guest this afternoon for the Midweek Meetup here on 98.1 KZE. March Gallagher, a candidate for Ulster County Comptroller. You can learn more about March. Check out marchforulster.com. What part of the potential transition into this new job do you anticipate being the most challenging?
Well, it really has required me to step back. I mean, I am, you know, not working right now. I stepped down as president and CEO of the Community Foundation when I won the nomination, and I'm working just on my campaign. And that is expensive, you know, in terms of your regular pay. That's difficult. And it really speaks to needing campaign finance reform so that people of all income levels can participate civically as, you know, candidates for local office and national state office.
Do you mind talking about that idea just a little bit more?
Well, this is where you have candidates can opt into a public funding option where they are using basically taxpayer dollars, but they're limiting contributions that they're accepting.
You'd be in favor of a system, I think, something it really would along those lines.
It would open up the possibilities for many other people to run for office.
Because the stress is just so great trying to live your life, your day-to-day life, while also running for office.
And having to fundraise. I mean, if you are out in the field asking for contributions, and you see this at the national level with the presidential candidates where they're foregoing, you know, corporate PAC money and that sort of thing. So they're not driven by the needs of special interests. And I think that's really important.
Talk to us a little bit about the budget for Ulster County, what it looks like, what your role would be in overseeing that budget.
So we have about a $350 million budget when you add in the capital projects expenditures on top of the general operating budget.
Break down what those two things
capital
are
for projects
us.
Are investments in buildings, infrastructure, roads, bridges, that sort of thing.
Okay.
You are often bonding for those expenses. So you're taking on debt that will be paid off over time.
Okay.
Obviously, you know, maintaining a good bond rating is really important to the cost of that capital, as are sort of what streams of, you know, potential debt you're using. Ulster County has a pretty unique bonding capability called shovel ready bonding that was put in place after IBM broke up with us. And it
what makes it unique?
No other county in the state has it. It was like a gift given by the state legislature to Ulster County when they felt sorry for us. Now, right now, interest rates are low. Right now, interest rates are low, so it doesn't make that much of a difference. But as interest rates climb up, you could see, and maybe they're going to go down. That's what we're hearing right now. But you could see it make a big difference. So identifying, you know, appropriate strategies for debt is definitely important. And the general operating budget of the county is not just county dollars raised in taxes on county taxpayers, but also state and federal revenue streams that are coming in and supporting programs.
As we see, if we pay attention to local news and local county politics, it feels like sometimes the county comptroller can get under the skin of people in power making important decisions. That feels like a difficult balance.
You have to be willing to analyze the numbers and provide the information based on your analysis without regard to whether or not somebody is going to like it, because people are not going to like it. And I found this when I chaired the Industrial Development Agency, and really that was my first entree into county government. I became the chair of the IDA in Ulster, and I recognized we were not monitoring projects. They were taking taxpayer money and not creating the jobs they had promised. And it rattled a lot of people to bring that to the fore. In fact, one of the projects that I challenged at that time was Skate Time 209, which had promised, you know, tens of jobs for this roller rink in trade for a 10-year tax abatement. And now, you know, the person that was the project lead on that is head of the Independence Party. So you can be sure I'm not getting the Independence line in Ulster County. But you have to be willing to call it like you see it and provide the best information available, even if it rattles people's cages.
And yet, and still, it's a political position. In some sense, you're running for office, you're elected, you have to go out and ask for donations in order to run a campaign.
And can I say something about that being an elected office? I mean, I think if you look at the charter of Ulster County, it was crafted in a very specific way. It does not provide specifications for exactly the kind of degree or license that the comptroller has to have, but it has duties that are articulated under the comptroller's definition, you know, the chief audit officer of the county and a bunch of other responsibilities. And it really left open to the voters of the county to select the person that they thought would be best for the job. And that's where I think my vision for what this office can be really plays into the work.
What's the most appealing part of this potentially for you going forward?
Efficient use of public resources is the most important thing if we want to, you know, achieve our priorities as a community. And if you don't do that, then you really cannot meet your other goals.
Let me rephrase this question. What do you get out of this personally? You want to do this job. You've inconvenienced yourself in your life for this job. Is there something that's fun about being a county comptroller?
There are so many topics that I'm interested in taking a deep dive into. I mean, I'm just going to go into one of them. For example, if you look at New York City's open checkbook, you can see in real time New York City's expenditures. It's so cool.
Wait, what?
It's called open checkbook.
Okay.
New York City checkbook, it's called. And it's really,
this
really
is something
amazing.
Online that I can
it's
look at like right
online,
now.
It's something online and you should look at it. And
like you can watch like bank accounts being drained almost.
And you can see the vendors that have been paid. In Ulster County, we release that information quarterly as a PDF. That's ridiculous. You can't really work with that kind of information as data.
So you would like us to have a system sort of like what New York City has.
And I've been talking
this
to Scott
Stringer. This would be updated like daily?
Yeah.
Hourly?
Probably daily. The way they do it, they batch it daily. I've been in conversations with Scott Stringer's office about it already.
Scott Stringer is?
The comptroller for New York City. They've spent millions millions of dollars creating open source code for that that's available on GitHub. Mm-hmm. So I think there's a real opportunity to kind of move us to the next century in terms of making information available to people. And that really gives voters and advocacy organizations, you know, agencies working with the county, businesses, the power, the tools to be able to speak more intelligently to their representatives about what they need and want. So that's one thing that I'm really, really excited about. A second thing is the program audit side. And I think you have seen Robin Lois just do a tremendous job. You know, her recent study of Project More, where she was able to show that investments in reentry programs in Dutchess County are actually saving county taxpayer dollars because it's reducing the recidivism to the county jail.
Reentry programs for formerly incarcerated individuals.
Exactly.
You like to stay up late reading financial records. I think there's something on your website about that.
Yeah, I like to stay up late reading financial records. In particular, I think that post was about the casino revenues. You know, we had this huge idea the casino is going to provide so much revenue in Sullivan, Ulster, all the surrounding counties. It's not. It's not providing the revenues that were anticipated. I personally am not surprised. It was not something that I thought would be a great economic development boon. But yeah, looking at what's coming in the door is really important.
We are essentially out of time. I hope you'll come back and see us again before the election, March Gallagher. And when you do come back, let's make sure that we talk a little bit more about this idea that tax breaks for corporations are a good long-term investment for a local community, because it's clearly something that's come up in this conversation, something that you're passionate about. So
happy to do so.
We'll take a rain check on that. A big, big thank you to our guest this afternoon, March Gallagher, a candidate for Ulster County Comptroller in the upcoming general election Tuesday, November 5th. If you'd like to learn more about March, it's marchforulster.com. If you'd like to get in touch with me regarding the midweek meetup, comments, questions, concerns, complaints, all feedback welcome and appreciated. WKZEmeetup@gmail.com, WKZEmeetup@gmail.com. March Gallagher, best of luck with all of your work. Safe travels to you, and hopefully we'll get to see you again down the road.
Thanks so much, Will. I really appreciate the time. And by the way, I just want to say it's March like the month, in case people are looking around for me.
Thank you. It's 98.1 KZE.